Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to what we intend to be the official website of the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. The International Black Summit is a conversation that has been given to the world by people of Black African descent. It's also an event which occurs the first weekend in August of each year. In our conversations at the summit, we explore what it means to be Black and human and what may be in the way of our bringing into being our individual visions for the Black community and the world. The International Black Summit has visited and been visited by, attended by, people of Black African descent from the United States, Africa, including Kenya, Ghana, South Africa. We've also been to Jamaica, Canada, South America, namely Brazil. My name is Lenar, and I'll be your host this morning as we look and discuss how technology can assist us in a mandate that we actually have from our participants, which was to expand on the conversation of the International Black Summit. The summit has been in a spiritual metaphysical conversation for the past 18 years, and this morning, our Webnology technology team is going to be discussing, as I said, how technology can assist us in expanding the conversation of the International Black Summit. There are, three or four of us on the team, and I say three or four because some of us actively participate. John Thomas is our fearless leader. Takesha Showers is a newbie who actually introduced us to Blog Talk Radio. There is Glenn Greenwich. He is very knowledgeable in the world of computer technology. And then we've got other people who participate just to let us know that we are following the mandate. So I see John is online, and I'm going to say welcome, John, and good morning.
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
So one of the first things that happened this morning as I logged in early to get on the show is I noticed that they've changed the website for Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I noticed that.
Oh, are you online looking?
I did. I was gonna log in early as well, and look under the hood, if you will. And I'm like, I don't remember seeing this. Where did this come from? And where did that come from? And
exactly. Yeah. I had the same. Well, actually, when I logged in this morning, initially I kept getting an error message that said it was a server application. So I tried different websites to make sure that it wasn't a computer issue on my end, and it wasn't. And I emailed, this was about 7:15, 7:30, somewhere in there. And then when finally at about 7:40 or something like that, when I logged in, it said it was wanting to get the time from my computer, and voila. I was like, oh, my Lord. Of course, then I had all my complaints about how this isn't as easy as the other one, and I don't like the way this looks, blah, 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 blah.
Boy, don't we hate change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even a little change.
Yes. So I'd like to give our guest call-in number in case some of our other members are wanting to join us in the conversation. That number is 646-716-9827. And, John, were you able to get into the back office? Were you able to get into the host switchboard?
I was.
Oh, so you've seen it.
Yeah, so I've just reviewed it just a little. So I have the switchboard up on my on one computer.
Okay, great.
And I have the show playing live on another computer.
Okay.
And then I'm talking to you over the telephone.
Well, that's what, you know, what I like to say as when we're on our calls. You're the man. You know you are. You've got all that technology available at your fingertips. So are you in the room at the location where it's coming across live? Because one of the questions we had was if we were on the phone and at the computer, would we get feedback? You know, how does that impact it?
I imagine it would. I have it turned down a little low.
Okay.
So that I don't get an echo. And then there's a slight delay.
Okay.
You know how normally there's a delay if you're talking to someone and you're in the same room and
yes.
you both on a conference call?
Yes.
It's a little more than that.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds.
Okay.
Delay.
All right. Well, when you spoke with Glenn, did he make any indication that he would be on the call this morning?
I haven't talked to Glenn since we talked. So he didn't say one way or the other.
Okay.
I hadn't heard one way or the other.
All right. Well, I was hoping that Jacacia would be on this morning. I did call her before I got on live because she is the person from the International Black Summit who introduced us to Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, it's always lively for me to have a conversation with Jacacia. So I was definitely hoping that she would be here and talk about some of the things that she's doing with it as it relates to how we're involved with the summit, and then just to look at the technology piece of it. But she's not here, John, and you are. So let us talk about how we see this technology assisting us. Well, how it occurs with me is this technology is assisting us in carrying out the mandate given us by participants while we were in Ghana to expand the conversation of the International Black Summit.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think it's wonderful that we can now reach a whole new segment of people. You know, in the past, how the word got out about the International Black Summit has basically been word of mouth.
Right.
You know, someone would go, have a powerful experience, have breakthroughs in areas of love, relationships, money, lifetime, you know, breakthroughs with their families, breakthroughs in their productivity at work, and they would share it with someone and, or others, and then they would decide to come the next year. So this gives us an opportunity to have an ongoing conversation about our events, about distinction, some of the things we talk about in the International Black Summit. We can interview the founders, participants. It just opens up a whole new world, and I am really happy that we're embarking upon this opportunity.
I am, too, and I am so excited. In addition to talking to more people about it, like the one-on-one, like you said, we were doing it word of mouth. It was pretty much one person and one person, unless we had a summit share or a prerequisite event like that. It was pretty much one-on-one. Well, now with this, this is like exponential. What do they call it? Like viral. It is so easy to, and even with the new setup, it is relatively easy to do this. Once the show was recorded, we can put links to it on the current Black Summit website. It's just so many ways that we can use this.
Exactly. And, you know, the other additional features that it brings, like being able to podcast it and download it, and people can now subscribe to it. So once we have a regular show, people can have it directly downloaded to their podcast by subscribing through iTunes.
Right.
And it may show up is actually unimaginable to me. I mean, I'm starting to see visions of people on their treadmill listening to one of the distinctions or a lively conversation about, you know, areas they can have a breakthrough in. And that was something that was wanting to happen. And the internet is growing so fast, and this technology is coming up online so quickly. I think that we should just hold on to our seats and get ready for the ride.
Okay, I do too. What happened? I'm like, okay, oh my God! All of a sudden, the hosting area just left my screen.
Okay.
So, and then I got this message about I've been accepted to receive a free Apple iPod. So they may be experiencing some issues with the they were upgrading the system last night, the website last night, because when I logged in last night, I got an error. No, I didn't get an error. I got the notice that they were upgrading the site. So they may still be having some technical difficulties. But if anyone is calling in, I apologize. I can't let you into the conversation right now because I'm not able to use the switchboard. However, one of the so that was...
Well, Danita, just log back in.
Okay.
Yeah, just log back in. What I did was I right-clicked on the window, did a refresh. It pulled up the login window, and I logged back in.
That's why I say you're the man, but that's not letting me do that. So
you're still on the air.
I don't know why, but it's not allowing me to do it. But as long as you can, so you're there, so if a caller calls in, then you can take care of that. See, that's what's so great about having technologically-minded people on the line. One of the other things that excites me about Blog Talk Radio is that our participants in Canada, in Brazil, in Africa, you know, and in other states can listen to us when they want to. We had a feature available through the conference calls, but we had to manually download them to, you know, to save them and then
right.
put a link to the website. Well, with this, all we have to do is create a button. Also with this, where people in the other countries, they can log in on their computers and get us online where they might not have been able to handle the cost of a long-distance conference call. To listen to the distinctions and, you know, to join us that way. So this really, like you said, I cannot begin to imagine all the other ways that this can assist us in expanding the conversation and also including for other participants who've been with us over the years, you know, who have computers and who may be wanting to know what's been going on with the summit. This is another way to keep them involved in the conversation ongoingly. It really is exciting.
Exactly. As you were talking, I was thinking about the archiving capability.
Yes.
You know, so not only are they able to log in to the live shows, which will be weekly, they will be able to go back and listen to any previously recorded show.
Right.
And, you know, when you said the part about finding out what's been going on with the summit, I mean, this is an excellent way for them to be able to do that. So if they want to find out what's happening, they just go back and just listen to the archives to get a real sense, an experiential sense of what's happening. You know, like reading, like on a blog or something, is great, and that's informative because when people read, they get to create their own sense of it. However, audio or video, you know, it's like for me, it puts you there. you know, it's like the closest to being there without having actually been there.
Right. Yeah, there are just so many, opportunities. I'm logging back in. That's what's going on. So I'm looking. Have any other callers joined us?
No, they haven't.
Okay. Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that the call-in for the show is 646-716-9827. I mentioned the International Black Summit website. I'd like to give the ID for that. It's www.blacksummit.org, and that's BLACKSUMMIT.org. And right now on the website, we're showing the locations for the summit for 2008, which is in Anguilla, British West Indies. There are beautiful photographs out there. And once this Blog Talk Radio has been aligned on, and that's correct, right, John, with the the council, that we can go ahead on a trial basis with this. Like I said at the top of the show, one of the things I'm looking forward to is this being the official, until something else comes along that we find is better, but this be the official online radio show for the International Black Summit, where we can discuss, as John was saying, have more in-depth discussions about our distinctions. We can talk with our leaders, the people who started it from a conversation, the people who kept that conversation going, which we call our facilitators, the original facilitators, which we lovingly refer to as the OGs, the old guard or the old group, and then, you know, the current leadership. And I would like to talk with participants. I'd like to find out, because people who have been to the summit are doing fabulous things, have had great insights and breakthroughs in their lives and are just moving things forward. And our young people, although knowing them, they will probably want their own show, although it might be great somehow to integrate them with this show, maybe just have it more often. You know, like this would be – oh, and – I was thinking that this would be weekly. Initially, maybe it'll be monthly until we get more, and I don't know. No, we haven't discussed that. Do you have any thoughts about that, John?
Well, you know, it never did cross my mind that it would be anything other than weekly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I imagine it could be monthly or even biweekly, but I was talking with a friend of mine and former facilitator with the International Black Summit, Bill Davis, and he was sharing with me about what happens when you do things on a weekly basis.
Okay. Well, share that with me and our listeners.
Yeah, it starts to build momentum. You know, when it's monthly, people have to remember the date and time.
Okay.
And when it's weekly, initially, it takes a while before we begin to get any major traction. But once we start to get some traction, people know that at, you know, let's say I'm just going to make up a date and time, Thursday at 3 o'clock, this show is happening. So it starts to become a part of their routine, and it's easier for us to begin to pick up steam that way, because they listen to a show, then they tell other people, and those people come on the show next week, and they tell other people, and those people come on the show next week, and so on and so forth. And we start to build.
John? Okay, well, I don't know what happened to John.
Are you here?
Okay, I didn't hear you.
That
last thing, I don't know what you said, but you know what? It's perfect. But I got it. It starts to build. Well, online, we have the person who introduced me and thus the International Black Summit to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm welcoming her this morning, Chakaysha.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chakaysha.
It is morning where I am, too.
I got that. I got that. Listen, I have been talking you up, and now that you're here, you can talk yourself up.
Thank you.
Yes. Listeners, this is Chiquesha, one of the funniest women I know. She is a comedian. She's a mother. She is a grandmother. She is a former teacher, retired now, just going around spreading light and love and joy. She's also a college student. She is at the University of Santa Monica in a master's program for spiritual psychology. And as I said, she is the person who introduced me to Blog Talk Radio and, by way of our conversation, the International Black Summit to Blog Talk Radio. Chiquesha, how did you get involved with Blog Talk Radio? And talk to us a little bit about it.
Okay, wow. Yeah, there's no accidents in the universe.
I agree.
I used to say, I don't know how, I accidentally ran into someone or things like that, but I'm really understanding there's no accidents in the universe. As you were saying, I'm in a master's program at the University of Santa Monica, and they've been really sharing that with us. And so what happened was I was exactly where I was supposed to be at the exact right time that I was to be there, and which is in New Orleans. And I was at the anniversary of the Katrina hurricane, and we were at the levees right there in a Ninth Ward. I mean, I could walk over and touch the structure, and it was lots of people there. In fact, we were standing under a tent because it was raining, and we were there to, pay our respects to the people there, and right as I'm sharing with you, I can see it, and, I'm kind of like getting all focused. But I was standing there, and someone stepped up to me and said, I have a radio show, and we would like to interview you. And I was like, excuse me? You have a cell phone, and you're talking to me. Where's the radio show? And then I said, oh, well, let's stay with what he said. And I said, yes, I'd love to be on your show. And he talked to somebody on the phone, and then he said, you're coming up in a couple of minutes. And he handed me the phone, and I started to speak. And the gentleman on the other end explained to me I was going out across the whole world. And so I took that opportunity to share about New Orleans. And make a long story short, when he went away and I got home that evening, I saw he had given me a sheet of paper talking about the radio show that I had just been interviewed on. And I just typed in the URL. It took me to the web page that said Blog Talk Radio. And I knew there was such a thing because I had just experienced it. And I read the website, and then I saw a space where it says become a host. I clicked on that. I answered the few questions, typed in name, everything. Within less than 5 minutes, they say, you are now a host. And I just, ran with it, And then I said, oh, my goodness, let me call and share about this. I called you and shared with you, and that's how we're here talking.
All right, Chiquesha. So, what's the name of your show? You said you signed up. Did you sign, because you didn't sign up as the summit, I know that. That was my bailiwick. And I'm laughing because there's, the conversation that goes along with that this morning. But anyway, yeah. What did you sign up?
Okay, so when I went on, I'm working with helping to rebuild and reopen to Martinez School. They're in New Orleans. So my first show is Martinez Matters, which is talking about this wonderful, extraordinary institution of excellence that was closed by Hurricane Katrina. And so that's my show. It's called Martinez Matters.
What are the call numbers for that in case people who are listening who have been impacted by Katrina or may know others who have or just want to know what's going on in the aftermath of Katrina? How do people get to your show?
Okay, thank you. And I don't have it right in front of me. Just give me a moment, and I'll come up with that. It's area code. They'll call in 646-716-9560. Let me say that again. 646-716-9560. That's how you call in. And on the website, you would put in blogtalkradio.com/Martinez, spelt as Martinez, MARTINEZ.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And on your website, they can find out the day and times for that show. And we've got, 3 minutes remaining. And I already know you have other shows there. So just briefly tell our listeners just the names of those other shows, which would show up on the website once you go there.
Right. Yes, when they hit schedule, it'll show all the other shows. The next upcoming one is The Art of Flirting. Yes, yes, yes. And then also a show called Reality Check with Shakesha.
All right. So, John, are you there?
I am.
Okay, great. Now, Shakesha, what?
Shakesha, I would like to interview you for my show. You guys have inspired me to create a show.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that.
And it's going to be called Transformation 202.
Wow.
And I love that whole thing about reality check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the show is going to be basically four people who've already participated in some transformational conversation or course or workshop or program. You know, like what happens after you get the distinctions. And I love that piece about the reality check. I think you make a great guest. Would you be willing to participate?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Of course, Danita, I would love to have you participate with your show, No Out There.
Great, great.
Because I believe that there's no out there, independent from what's happening over here.
Right.
I'll let you guys know when we're going to, you know, start it up. It will be in the next few weeks.
Danita.
Yes.
Lenar, I just remembered a young lady just shared with me about her show, and I'd like to share that with you in like 30 seconds or less.
Please do. But let me just let people know, as John was saying, I do have a show at blogtalkradio.com/KnowOutThere, just those three words all together. And, of course, I've already invited Shakesha and John to be on the show. Okay, we've got 1 minute or a little less than 1 minute. Shakesha, go.
Her name is Monique. She will be doing a course. It's educational. The title, I don't have the title right now, but I'll give that to you. And on your next show, will you announce that so the listeners, they can check in on your show when they listen to you?
Absolutely.
I'll have that information to you.
Absolutely. Once again, this is what we are intending is the official International Black Summit website. Once we get the alignment for this, we'll be moving forward on a trial basis. We are excited that the our leadership body will hopefully be listening to this within the week, so that they can get an idea of what it is we're talking about, what it is we're so excited about, how we see that this technology can assist us in carrying out the mandate that we are currently in with the Black Summit as expanding the conversation. We've got 10 seconds. Shakesha, John, Let's close us out, please.
Thank you, Danita, for being an excellent, excellent host.
You're quite welcome. And look for us next week.
All right, wonderful.
Yes, thank you for opportunity as a participant for this.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, Danita, I'd like to complete this
and
get on our regular
bridge. Well, have to hang up because
right
now we're on the air. You want to complete this while it's in the recording or you want to end it?
Hang up and dial into our regular bridge line.
Okay. Shakesha, you know.
Okay.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye.